Top 10 Moments of Donald Trump's 2020 State of the Union Address. By Charlie Spiering on February 4, 2020. President Donald Trump delivered a dramatic State of the Union Address on Tuesday, with a carefully choreographed list of guests that elicited wild applause from congressional Republicans. Here are 10 of the top moments of his State of the Union speech. 10. Donald Trump recognizes Venezuelan President Juan Guaido. President Donald Trump welcomed Venezuelan President Juan Guaido to Tuesday night's State of the Union address. The rightful leader of Venezuela while dictator Nicolás Maduro clings to power. All Americans are united with the Venezuelan people in their righteous struggle for freedom, he said. Socialism destroys nations. But always remember, freedom unifies the soul. 9. Donald Trump honors one of the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen. President Donald Trump honored one of the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen, Charles McGee, and his grandson Ian Lanvier. Trump noted that Ian dreamed of joining his newly created military division Space Force, following in the heroic footsteps of his grandfather, now 100 years old. A few weeks ago, I signed a bill promoting Charles McGee to Brigadier General, Trump said. And earlier today, I pinned the stars on his shoulders in the Oval Office. General McGee, our nation salutes you. 8. Donald Trump compares his economic legacy to former President Barack Obama. In 8 years under the last administration, over 300,000 working-age people dropped out of the workforce, he said. In just 3 years of my administration, 3.5 million working-age people have joined the workforce. The comparison drew vocal protests from Democrats who muttered disagreement, but the statement elicited cheers from congressional Republicans. 7. Trump reminds Democrats of the costs of sanctuary city policies. President Trump reminded everyone in the chamber of the human costs of sanctuary city policies, detailing crimes of rape and murder that could have been prevented. He called for Congress to pass the Justice for Victims of Sanctuary Cities Act. The United States of America should be a sanctuary for law-abiding Americans, not criminal aliens, he said. 6. Donald Trump calls out Democrat socialist solutions on healthcare. Trump specifically called out Democrats for supporting Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All bill, which would endanger American private healthcare plans and entitlements for senior citizens. 132 lawmakers in this room have endorsed legislation to impose a socialist takeover of our healthcare system, wiping out the private health insurance plans of 180 million Americans. To those watching at home tonight, I want you to know, we will never let socialism destroy American healthcare. 5. Donald Trump honors Army staff sergeant killed by roadside bomb from Qasem Soleimani. President Donald Trump welcomed the surviving widow of Army Staff Sergeant Christopher Hake as a guest to his State of the Union address. Hake was killed in a roadside bomb attack provided by Iran's Quds Force commander Qasem Soleimani, who was eliminated by a drone strike at the beginning of the year on Trump's orders. Our message to the terrorists is clear, you will never escape American justice, Trump said. If you attack our citizens, you forfeit your life. 4. President Trump awards scholarship to fourth grader. President Trump highlighted the importance of providing school choice to American students, highlighting the struggle of a fourth grade girl from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who was trying to get a scholarship. The president surprised the girl by announcing that she would be granted a scholarship so she could go to the school of her choice. "Janaya, I am pleased to inform you that your long wait is over," he said. "I can proudly announce tonight that an opportunity scholarship has become available. It is going to you, and you will soon be heading to the school of your choice." 3. Donald Trump honors Kayla Mueller. Trump welcomed the parents of Kayla Mueller, the 26-year-old American humanitarian worker killed by Islamic State, ISIS/ISIL, founder Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, citing her words of hope and faith in his speech. Kayla once wrote, "Some people find God in church. Some people find God in nature. Some people find God in love. I find God in suffering. I've known for some time what my life's work is, using my hands as tools to relieve suffering." The president celebrated the successful Special Forces mission to kill al-Baghdadi. "America's warriors never forgot Kayla," he said. "And neither will we." 2. Donald Trump welcomes Rush Limbaugh to the State of the Union and presents him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In a moment that disgusted Democrats, President Donald Trump celebrated the legacy of talk radio legend Rush Limbaugh, who days earlier announced that he was diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. "This is not good news, but what is good news is that he is the greatest fighter and winner that you will ever meet," he said. "Rush Limbaugh, thank you for your decades of tireless devotion to our country." 1. Donald Trump reunites Army wife with her husband. President Trump surprised Army wife Amy Williams and her children from Fort Bragg by having her husband Sergeant First Class Townsend Williams appear while she was seated in the gallery, electing chants of USA, 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 in the House chamber. "Amy, your family's sacrifice makes it possible for all of our families to live in safety and peace," Trump said. "We thank you."